Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, puzzlers! Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the dollop of wild honey in your throat-coating puzzle lozenge. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and we are live at the On Air Fest in historic Brooklyn. Thank you. We are here in the iHeart Theater. Well, I don't know if it's permanently iHeart, but it is for tonight, the iHeart Theater. And I am here with our guest, the writer, culinary pioneer, host of the Sporkful podcast, the amazing Dan Pashman. Thank you, Dan.
Hello, AJ. Hello, Greg.
And we are also joined by Chief Puzzle Officer Greg Pliska.
Thank you. I'm glad. I want to win some pasta this time. That's why I'm still here.
Dan, are you a fan of charades?
Yes, big fan.
Excellent. We are not going to do charades because it's a podcast.
Right.
And we found listeners do not like silent clues. However, we are going to play a version of charades. It's called Literary Charades. It's actually the original charades before they did acted charades. And what they did was they would do poems or writing where they clued each syllable or part of a word. And this was popular in 1700s France. Jane Austen wrote some charades. So I'll give you an example. The first part is a word that comes after taxi. So taxi blank might be, you can say it. Another word, a synonym of taxi,
cab.
Cab, right. And then add to that what a sheriff wears on his chest.
Badge.
So put those together.
Cabbage.
Cabbage. Cabbage. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Which is a type of food.
I was just going to say, there's a pasta in the book. Kimchi
carbonara. Yes, in my new cookbook of pasta recipes.
I was listening to that episode today where you have her on, and I was like, now I'm really starving.
Yeah, we got kimchi carbonara and kimchi alla gricia. Gricia is actually a precursor to carbonara, which is guanciale, pecorino, Romano cheese, black pepper, but no egg.
I'm going to go get some.
Yeah, so gricia actually gave birth to carbonara and amatriciana. Amatriciana is gricia with tomato sauce added. Carbonara is gricia with egg added.
Amazing.
And we do a kimchi carbonara and kimchi alla gricia in the book.
Oh, my God.
I feel we got to get back to the focus. We got to...
Sorry. No, Greg I'm talked sorry. About pasta. He got me going. What do you want, AJ?
I feel if you say the word pasta...
I know. I just take off running.
This puzzle is not about pasta, yeah. But each clue can be related to pasta
there you
in
go.
Some way.
Okay. You will always find a link. So all of these are going to be food, types of food. Now, I would ask, please refrain from saying the whole thing until the final clue. Just answer the different parts, and then at the end, you'll say the whole thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this is a three-parter, so it's got three clues.
Okay.
Something you use to write on a blackboard.
Chalk.
Chalk. Okay, great. This is books aimed at women are sometimes condescendingly called chick blank.
Lit.
That's right. Okay, so you got chalk, you got lit, and this is the type of animal that Bullwinkle was, or is. He lives.
Yeah, he'll never die. He was a moose.
All right, now put it together.
Chocolate moose.
Chocolate moose. Woo!
All right.
You didn't even say chocolate moose. You just went straight to it. All right, how about this one? When you've had enough dinner, you might say, I've had my blank.
Phil.
You're getting some help from the audience. They just cannot resist. Faulkner wrote a book called As I Blank Dying.
Lay.
And this is a yellow creature in Despicable Me might be called a?
A minion.
Okay, put them together.
Filet mignon.
Very good.
All right.
He doesn't even go to the middle level where he goes filet mignon. He just goes straight. All right, here's four clues, but I think you're ready for it.
Okay, all right.
All right. This is what you do outside the box that I was just talking about in the intro. If you are creative.
Think.
Yes. This is what appears on a spork if you leave it out in the rain.
Water.
Well, true.
That is true. Then later.
Later. Or any metal in water.
Oh, I was picturing a plastic spork. That's why I got confused.
Oh, well.
Rust?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So you got think, you got rust. For blank's sake.
Pete's.
Yep, Pete's. Nice. What you say to the doctor when he wants to look in the mouth? All right, now put them together.
Thin crust.
Yeah, you got
pizza.
It.
Pizza.
That's it.
All right.
Say it again.
Thin crust pizza.
Thin crust pizza.
All right.
All right, just one or two more. How about hammerhead blank? Oh, this is a three-parter. Okay, hammerhead right. blank.
Shark.
Right. Adorable, or a way they meet in movies.
Meat. Wait. Cute.
Cute.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
And what about a word before canal? Blank canal.
Panama.
True.
Exactly.
But that
think
work.
Cute Panama. Perfect.
Think cute Panama.
No, eerie.
Shark.
Yes. All right. Now put together.
What was the first one again?
It wasn't think. It was
all right.
Shark.
Charcuterie.
Yes. I love that, right. And I love that you took, you found, all right, how about, all right, well,
it's good. It's good it was eerie, because I don't know a third canal. Cape Cod Canal, actually.
Yeah. Oh, Gowanus.
Yeah, that's true, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess there are more canals than
I realized. Cute Gowanus is a whole other dish.
Yeah, and you don't want it.
You can't eat it, but you can look, it looks great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dan, that was fantastic. Where can people hear or read more of your work?
So the Sporkful podcast, available where you get your podcasts. My Cascatelli pasta shape is available in a lot of stores around the country. You can also just order it online to your door from Sfoglini, Sfoglini. And my new book, Anything's Postable, 81 Inventive Pasta Recipes for Saucy People, is available wherever books are sold. It's a lot of non-traditional and very obscure pasta dishes. There's not a single recipe for marinara sauce or a plain old meat sauce. None of the recipes that you've seen a million times before.
Love it. And in fact, I think we agreed we're going to give away one as a prize to a listener. So if you get this extra credit, send it to thepuzzler.com and we will pick a winner randomly and send them the book. All right, so this is your extra credit, people. Are you ready? This is a three-parter. Three-parter. This is a product. First part, a product made by Maidenform. Second part, a dog breed border blank. Border blank. And third part, football player blank Gronkowski. Gronk. Okay. Do it. You can shout it out right after. I see some. Yes, thank you for the hands in the air. And in the meantime, everybody, please don't forget to subscribe. Maybe rate us. I recommend 5 stars. That's the easiest. Your finger just goes there. And we'll meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. Chief Puzzle Officer Greg Pliska here with the extra credit answer from our previous show. We played a pasta game with Dan Pashman in which every answer was a two-word rhyming phrase with one of the words, a kind of pasta. Your extra credit clue was this. Soft dough dumplings eaten by the Norse god of mischief. And of course, that is Loki Gnocchi. Sounds delicious. See you here next time.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.